Prime Minister's under renewed pressure to increase the Newstart unemployment benefit, this time from his own side. First-term Nationals MP Pat Conaghan says it's urgently needed to address poverty in rural and regional areas. National Party seats are among the poorest in the country. Mr Conaghan says even though the budget's under pressure from the bushfire fallout and the coronavirus outbreak, the government should still find a way to help. Here's National Drought and Regional Affairs reporter Lucy Barber.
Russell Jones runs the Loaves and Fishes charity food store in Coffs Harbour on the New South Wales mid-north coast.
There we go.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy.
It sells heavily discounted groceries and also gives food away for free.
And the veggies are good?
Yeah.
Quite affordable here, isn't it?
Yeah. What about that bread down there?
More people than ever are coming in for help.
Currently we have approximately 4,900 plus members, and if you factor in their families, we're helping out about 15,000 odd people in our area.
That's almost one-fifth of the Coffs Harbour population. And with droughts and bushfires affecting this region and many others, the Red Cross says it's likely many more people are being pushed onto welfare payments. Andrew Coghlan is the agency's head of emergency services.
They may have lost tools of trade in the case of, you know, builders and carpenters and those sorts of things. For others, they may have had a home office and that may have been destroyed. So these sorts of things can lead to people having to apply for different forms of assistance.
It all worries first-term Nationals MP Pat Conaghan, who represents the seat of Cowper, which includes Coffs Harbour and nearby towns.
It should be at the top of my priority list because you've got kids there going to school without food. And 41% of kids under 15 in both Kempsey and Nambucca are under the poverty line.
It's why Mr Conaghan is breaking ranks from official government policy. He's told the ABC he wants the government to raise the Newstart allowance by $75 a week, joining a growing number of coalition MPs pushing for an increase to the unemployment payment.
I would say it's inadequate, and I would urge my colleagues from both sides of the floor to have a real discussion, not just throw it up in the air and punch the ball around.
Newstart recipients get a minimum of $280 a week, and in real terms, it hasn't been raised in two decades. Successive governments have shown little appetite for increasing the rate, despite pressure from leading economists, business groups, and even former Prime Minister John Howard. Deloitte Access Economics estimates a $75 a week increase would cost the budget a bit over $3 billion a year. Pat Conaghan concedes with the budget under pressure, it's a sensitive time for him to campaign for this kind of spending.
It's probably the worst time to raise this conversation, but we have to have it at some stage.
So you'd prioritise people and poverty over a budget surplus?
Absolutely. Any day of the week.
That's Nationals MP Pat Conaghan ending Lucy Barber's report.